USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ohio's Republican governor says after another two mass shootings in America, this time within hours of each other, and one of them in his state, the talking must end and action must be taken to address the rise of gun violence in the nation.
Some chanted, "Do something," and they were absolutely right. We must do something. And that is exactly what we are going to do.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine this morning holding a news conference urging his state's GOP-led legislature to pass laws requiring background checks for nearly all gun sales and allowing courts to restrict firearms access for people perceived as threats. Author and professor Toni Morrison, the first African-American woman to win a Nobel Prize, has passed away. Best known for her Pulitzer-winning novel Beloved, Morrison was 88. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
China is saying it's no longer purchasing any U.S. agricultural products because of the escalating trade war. A Chinese Ministry of Commerce spokesman saying it's because of President Trump's plans to impose yet more tariffs on Chinese goods on the 1st of September. China's been one of the largest buyers of U.S. foreign products. It's likely to send Wall Street tumbling again a day after its worst showing this year. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky with yesterday's closing numbers.
The Dow down 767 points, almost 3%. The Nasdaq down 278 points.
Meanwhile, this morning, stocks opened higher just before the hour. The Dow was up 130. The Nasdaq was up 80 points. A lawsuit filed yesterday shows hundreds more former Boy Scouts have come forward to say they were molested, and it lists 350 alleged abusers who had not been named previously by the organization. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A South American country issuing a travel warning after a pair of mass shootings in the U.S. over the weekend, as Uruguay's foreign ministry has advised avoiding the American cities such as Detroit, Baltimore, and Albuquerque, among others, which it cited as being among the 20 most dangerous cities in the world. Travelers are being told to take precautions in the face of indiscriminate violence and hate crimes. The advisory coming coincidentally in response to the U.S. State Department having issued a travel advisory for Uruguay on Friday. Federal prosecutors crediting a Texas grandmother with possibly averting a mass shooting by turning in her grandson last month. Officials found an AK-47 and 17 loaded magazines in the hotel room of 19-year-old William Patrick Williams. He had told his grandmother he planned to shoot up a hotel and then kill himself. The grandmother convinced him to check into a hospital for treatment, and Williams was arrested last Thursday. He made his first court appearance on Friday. And a man is in critical condition after a 100-person fight after a funeral in Maryland. The incident happening yesterday in Suitland, not far from Washington, D.C., after a funeral for Eric Byrd, who'd been shot to death in D.C. Police say while officers were on scene dealing with the fight, they heard multiple gunshots. Officers responded and found a male victim in a car. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.